condominium.
Okay. Have you ever heard that called just condo?
No.
And what about an old-fashioned house? It's a single house, but they'll have a room here and a room here, and this area is open.
Foyer.
Well, did you ever hear of a dog trot house or anything like that? What about a house that's got a long entry hall that opens a set at a 90-degree angle to a large room? Did you ever hear a hall and parlor house or flying out? And what about a house that, where they have houses that have common, maybe shotgun houses, but anyway, houses that have common sidewalks. Like houses, usually they would be poor, and they would be put up. Each house looks exactly like the next one. And they can be physically connected, and they have the same.
Tenement houses.
Okay, what do you mean tenement house?
Where they, they are low income housing, and they are built practically identical the same way.
Are they connected to each other?
I don't know. I don't think so. Well, tenement housing, generally you think about that as an apartment building or something, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
But the shotgun houses are like low rent houses that all look alike. Side by side. I don't know if they are generally correct. Probably, like you said, the only thing that might have in common would be a sidewalk and their appearance and structure.
What would you call an apartment that occupies the entire level of a building?
Flat.
Okay. What if it's at the top floor?
Penthouse.
Okay. And a lot of apartment buildings have someone who's hired to do minor repairs, like the plumbing or
maintenance man.
Okay. Sometimes there'll be one resident who's living there and everything, but his job is to listen to the complaints of the
landlord, I guess.
Okay. Does the landlord have to actually own the, have an interest in the building?
Evidently not. He can just be a person maybe who receives his rent free for taking care of the rest of the building. However, the landlord could be the person who owned the building.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a boy or a man? He's got some sort of womanish ways. Threats.
Homosexual.
Okay. Would you call him a homosexual even if he weren't physically interested in the same sex?
Just call him feminine ways or something.
Mm-hmm. What are different slang names for a male homosexual?
Fag. Queer, gay.
How do those, are all those words insulting you?
Not to me, maybe to the person, I don't know.
What would you call a girl or a woman? What sort of masculine ways?
Lesbian.
Would you use that word even if the person wasn't necessarily homosexual?
I doubt it.
What would you call just a masculine type?
Right,
woman?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I would just say that she had very masculine ways or something.
Okay. Any other names for lesbians?
Bulldagger.
Okay.
That's about it.
Would you use the word queer about lesbians?
You might.
What would you call?
Yeah, I think you would. You could if